Forrest Gump's coach. All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Welcome in, Mark. Mark, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Mark, Shazam, you're getting the Southern double play because I'm calling you from Tennessee listening to you on the internet.
I love it. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. I think your last caller is a moron.
Why is that?
Well, I want to, you know, I know Tennessee's got a coaching search on. I'm a Tennessee grad, of course. Tennessee and Oregon, the last two Power 5 jobs. And that's kind of why I was listening to you guys tonight. And I'm a huge Mike Leach fan. Forget Willie Taggart. He looks like a low-character bum to me. You guys will be just fine. I've got a theory in life. Lane Kiffin was at Tennessee for 1 year and left. I've got a theory. If you don't want to be here, don't let the door hit you in the tail. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. You ever heard that one?
Yeah. And the one thing I remember about Tennessee, when Kiffin left, I remember Peyton Manning the next day was on ESPN. He was ticked off. He was like, we are no stepping stone school. You remember that one?
Yeah, hey, guys, but let's focus here, okay?
Okay?
I'm the only guy in the state of Tennessee that loves Lane Kiffin, okay?
Okay.
Mike Leach is a hell of a coach. I thought Tennessee was going to get him the other day, but, you know, train wreck over here. But, man, the national media portrays Kiffin as an immature, womanizing bum, and he's on Twitter too much. I was watching Desmond Howard and Kirk Herbstreit making fun of Kiffin being on Twitter when he wasn't.
Yeah.
And, hell, they're both on Twitter all the time, and they're hypocrites. The national media is trying to give Kiffin the Donald Trump, Art Briles treatment. They're trying to delegitimize him. Did you see the job he did at FAU this year, guys? He's one of the 8 finalists for the Coach of the Year award.
Yeah, but the level of competition a little bit different.
But you got to focus on the conference record. Yeah, his team, the teams he's playing aren't any good, but his team's not any good either. here's what I'm driving to you guys. I'm a huge Lane Kiffin fan. And Oregon, here's your national perspective on Oregon, in my opinion. The beautiful indoor practice facility. Oregon has the best facilities in America probably right now, right?
Clemson looks like they might have every last bell and whistle, but Oregon's pretty well set.
Yeah, Oregon's in a power Big 5, you know, conference, Pac-12, not Washington State, not out there in the middle of nowhere. Don't let anybody belittle your job. Oregon's a hot, sexy team with the younger generation. But, guys, hey, listen, if you don't hire Lane Kiffin or Mike Leach, you are going to go back to being Oregon football, which is an afterthought. Who's talked about more in America outside of the Power 5 schools than Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, but is it always for the proper reasons?
Yeah, because the national media hates the guy. He gets good-looking women, he makes a lot of money, and he's a damn good football coach, and they hate him. Hey, guys, I don't have to tell y'all. Y'all been watching Pac-12 football. Look at the job he did at USC. Everybody tries to say he didn't do a good job at USC and he got fired on the tarmac. Pat Hayden's a moron. They don't put you down 30 scholarships to go to Rose Bowls. If you look early on at his USC tenure, he finished, I think, in the top 5 or 6 the first year on the job. They beat UCLA 50-0 early on there. He's got a winning record as a coach. He did a damn good job the year at Tennessee. He didn't get fired. He left on his own volition.
Yeah, now, I know. He took the USC job.
Lane Kiffin's doing fine at FAU in Boca. Have y'all ever been to South Florida?
Yeah. Many
it's not
times.
Like he's living in tumbleweed Oklahoma, you know, sweeping somebody's style out. This guy's, you know, he's making 7 figures in paradise as it is. But, man, I don't have to tell you this. Oregon's hired great coaches. Chip Helfrich was a disaster, but you guys have hired some really good coaches. But, man, y'all got to coconut up and bring in Kiffin or Mike Leach, and I hope it's Kiffin. I hope your athletic director's listening to this call.
All right.
And Merry Christmas.
Well, first of all, thanks a lot.
Oh, my God, that was beautiful.
First of all, let's just acknowledge how much better. Let's just acknowledge the fact that we just learned about coconut up.